Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm Iggy Garcia here. It's been a while since we've been here on Blog Talk. I am testing out the systems again, trying to get ourselves reorganized, and hopefully we're able to work on this platform one more time. We've been on Facebook a lot, on YouTube, just trying to get everything organized, get everything ready, because, you know, it's always good to have a backup plan, backup system, and we've always had some good energy with this platform, working for it and doing well with it. So hopefully you get a few minutes, you can hang out, be here with me. So, and so if there's little pauses, it's because I'm looking through the screens here since I haven't been here and I haven't really seen things in a while. So it's nice to be able to be here and just test out the system one more time. And yeah, it's pretty good. I really enjoy it. So if you hear me pushing buttons and it sounds funny, not trying to be funny, it's just where we are. So I'm just looking here, checking these out, and hopefully you're able to just be with us for a little bit. I'm going to test this intro here real quick.
Naked Shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
All right. So we're here testing out the system, checking it out. For those of you who are calling in for the show, we will have our psychic group pop in, hopefully. They're able to share with you some insights, as I will as well. And for those of you who want to find us, one of the places I'm at, I am on iggygarcia.com and broadcasting on Facebook and on YouTube, Spreaker, and wherever podcasts are free. So that's basically what I'm doing. So anyhow, this is a good opportunity for us to just hear on Blog Talk Radio. So this is where we're at right now at this moment in time. Hopefully we're able to get our guests on here who are going to be sharing with us their insights with us, a little bit about what they do, how they do it, when they do it, because it's good information, good stuff. And so we're able to share. If not, we'll figure something else out. And sometimes this system is a little hard to navigate for some people. And so basically that's it. All right, I'm going to bring a caller here on the line here.
Hello?
Hello, welcome to the show. Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you?
Good. Are you doing psychic questions?
Yeah, we actually are. We have other psychics are coming on here in a little bit. So, but if you have
that,
if you want something general, I could probably help you with that while we're waiting for a few
other. Yeah, whatever you got. Actually, I do have a question. Is that okay? You could see what
you
could answer it. Okay. So in the next. It's been really kind of rocky roady as far as like the spiritual awakening and just getting rid of just in air quotes junky people in my life and junky stuff in my life. So I'm looking for a relationship. So I was just wondering if you see me with that.
Okay. Cards here real quick.
Sure.
I appreciate you calling. What's your name, caller?
It's Amla.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, so I drew a card for you, and this card is the lizard.
Okay.
It's the Dreamtime card. It's about paying attention to your dreams and your visions. Okay, so I know that you're right now you're in directions and you're looking for a relationship to create some significant things with some significant other person in your life. And right now, basically what I'm getting when I pull this card up immediately, it's about releasing and letting go some of the things that you internally are holding on to about yourself.
Yes.
Energetically, mm-hmm. some things that you have to work through, because right now, the last 2 years have been kind of hell for everybody. The last 2 years have been kind of difficult, and no one's immune to what has happened, you know, just with all the things that have been going on in the world and now with everything that's happening. But it doesn't mean you can't find love, and it means you can't get in the good rhythm and good place of heart. So what the lizard here was telling me is for you to create a story in your mind exactly how you want that to look. So many times we create relationships that we want, but we're not specific. You know, we're kind of like, I want this new person in my life, and I want to be like this. But, you know, it's kind of like, I want to compare people to cars, but, you know, when you go shopping for a car, you're kind of specific, you know. You kind of want leather seats.
Yes.
You kind of want nice tires. You want AC, heated seats, you know.
Yes.
You want everything to be the same way. And I think this is what happens to a lot of people, is that they don't become very specific. They don't become very clear on their intentions they're trying to set. The universe mm-hmm. is very open to giving you just about anything you want, as long as you're specific. If you're not specific, it will give you according to the details that you give. So a lot of the things that you've run to in your life, and I'm projecting here a little bit, have not been satisfying to you because you have not been specific. You haven't been clear on what you want. So this relationship, when I'm pulled this card for you, this lizard, is saying to you, be specific. We're in the dream and we're creating visions. So to create dreams and visions, we have to know where we want to go and what this person looks like. I do see someone coming into your life here in the next 6 months. But make sure there's several people, but the thing is, what the lizard wants you to do is be specific. Be exactly how you want to see it.
Yeah, I mean, the word for me is discernment, and I think that's why I've been single for 4 years, is like really getting the universe, getting clear with me with what I really want. And that's why I haven't drawn in anybody, because I still was working on myself, self-care, self-love, nurturing myself, all of that stuff. So I'm ready to be out there. I'm really, it's definitely energetically, I'm coming out of my shell. It's been a good 8 months where it's just a lot of hermit and awakening. It's mm-hmm. just that you have to kind of be isolated and do your own work. And that's what I've been doing. So I'm very specific. Yeah. I know exactly what I want. And it's just a matter of finding a match. Yeah.
Yeah. And the match is looking for you too. So it's kind of like one of those things when you're putting out energies are searching for you as well. And, you know, you're going to find some situations that kind of look very familiar. They're going to look like it's a match, but it's not. That's something that don't let that discourage you, because sometimes you're like, man, this person's like really, really amazing. But then, you know, it's one of those little quirks that throws you off and they're like, man, you know, I really don't want part of this, or vice versa. But yeah, so that's kind of what I picked up, you know, intuitively on that card for you is you're doing the work. You're shedding, you're releasing, you're letting go. Because that's kind of what lizards do, and snakes and different stuff. So they're transforming and transmuting, and I can feel that you're doing that, and that's good to be in that space, in that place. Okay?
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
You have a good evening.
All right. You too. You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry.
All right, so we're moving right along here, guys. So, you know, when we're working through changing our lives and working through the feelings and emotions we're going through, sometimes we have to remember that it's us that should hold ourselves with value, hold us with integrity, hold us with, you know, to a higher standard, higher regards. Because I think sometimes as humans, we get beat up pretty easily by other humans. And even though it's their story and part of their story, sometimes their story hurts us because it stings us, because it reminds us of things that we don't really want to deal with and things we don't want to merge into. So that's basically how that works. And I'm not saying that's the only way it works, but I find that that's what happens a lot with other human beings. They find themselves in these struggles because they haven't really worked on themselves, and they're hoping that another human being might complete them and compliment them. and put them in a state of mind where they're able to do. And you know what? Other human beings do inspire us. Other human beings do create that energy for us to feel better and to do better. So it's nothing out of the realm of expectations that, you know, sometimes other human beings are, you know, we call them muses sometimes. We call people who inspire us and create us and bring the best out of us. But we want more than just a muse. We want more than just people who just randomly just, you know, inspire us, and that's about it. There's a lot of us who are searching for a companion, love, or somebody that we can share our most intimate feelings and emotions. And knowing that us as human beings, that we're going to find those kind of people, sometimes we have to also understand that, you know, we fall short, and that's okay. But the thing is to get back up. Just get back up. Try again, do it again. Can't give up, can't quit, because as soon as we quit, we're done. So let's go on another caller here real quick. Hello, welcome to the show. You're here with Iggy.
Hi, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is the first time I've called in, so I'm not really sure what format. I just give you my name. And
yeah, you give me your
what
name.
What information mm-hmm. you need. My name is Kay.
What's your name again?
Kay, K-A-Y.
Okay. Well, welcome to Chick-A.
Thank you.
So what's on your mind? What's going on in your life? What's happening?
I lost my job, which it was
okay.
A toxic job, and I was trying to move out of that role anyway. So I can't say I'm, like, devastated about that, losing that job, but I am you know, really needing to find another opportunity, career opportunity. So I'm just wondering, and I trust and believe that it is coming. This time to remain in that calmness so that I don't get panicked because, you know, finances and needing, but ready for that new opportunity. So just wondering, what do you feel around that?
All right. So we're looking for new opportunities, a new job, something to, you know, to be able to survive. This is what I'm hearing from you, correct?
Yes. New career opportunities.
Career opportunities. Okay. Let me pull a card here for you real quick. Pick a number of 1 through 5, please.
Go with my first instinct, 5.
5, okay. All right, let's see what you got here. Okay, well, this is a pretty significant card. This is a pretty deep, I think. So I pulled a card for you, and I got the squirrel card. The squirrel card is a very, very powerful card. I don't know if you know anything about squirrels. They're always preparing. They're always doing things to get themselves ready. So it's kind of ironic that we pulled that card. So on this card, it says, get ready for big changes. So there are some good things coming your way. They may not look like big changes right off the bat. Okay, so a lot of it has to be how we put our energy out there. We have to, instead of having downtime, squirrel's telling me to tell you, don't be down, go collect your nuts, go out there and prepare your stuff, your resume, anything, all the things you need to do, because you know what? When you least expect it, you want to be ready to go into that situation, like right now, versus, you know, scrambling, okay? Because a lot of times we scramble because we kind of get down or we're not focused or, you know, there's things that happen in our life. So it's all about preparation, preparing yourself to get you ready for the next job. So when you step into that job, when you do get it, you'll be like the squirrel. You'll have your things gathered. You have all your things collected. So when they call on you and they draw and they say, hey, what about this? It's right there. You're not struggling. You're not reaching. You're right there and you're moving into that space. Because so many times people want change in their lives. They want a new career and they want things to look better and they want it to be good. Sometimes they're not prepared properly. They think they are.
Right.
So the thing is to have other people read your resume. Squirrels tell me to tell you, have them read your resume. Make sure it's up to date. Make sure it's not outdated. Changing some verbiage. I think there's some verbiage that needs to change on there about job descriptions and things. And add some things that maybe you've forgotten. So whoever is your confidant, someone that you can talk to, have them say, hey, am I missing something on my resume? Am I missing something? Because I want to be able to present myself and project myself accordingly to the person who's looking to hire me. So that's what the squirrel is telling me right now, is for you just to be in preparation mode, because it's coming and you're attracting it right now. I'm not sure when exactly that's going to happen, But that can happen very quickly. Definitely by sometime here in the next couple months, you're definitely going to get some really good bites. You're going to have to just be really prepared. So I would work in my preparation skills. Be prepared, you know, because if you've been on job interviews, you know, they're going to ask you a lot of questions. You know, they ask you all kinds of things, how you, you know, how are you going to benefit, how are you going to help us, how are we going to help you. You know, practice your spiel. And the squirrel says, just practice your spiel. You know, squirrel's daring and brave, so he's still, and she still runs out there knowing that there's a hawk or an eagle is going to grab him any moment. So it's the same way with you. At any moment, you could be snatched up and taken, or you can find yourself in a nice situation in a new nice job. So I hope that helps a little bit.
It does. All right. Great. Thank you so much.
All right.
It does.
Thanks,
Kay. Thank you.
Appreciate
it.
Thanks for calling.
Bless you.
All right, moving right along here. This is Iggy Garcia. And so I am going to play a song here with you for you guys real quick. All right, so hopefully you guys can. Here we go.
In life.
Welcome back to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I'm here broadcasting live here in Columbus, Ohio. Hope you're enjoying the show. We had a couple of readings here earlier, so it's kind of fun to be back on the air and be on here. So I'm going to bring on another psychic in the city. It's another intuitive, another person who does work. This is my friend Anne Marie, so we're going to bring her on the air here. Hello, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Welcome to the show. I'm Miggy. Of course, you know that.
No.
No.
Wow. I appreciate it. Wow.
So this is our Blog Talk Radio format with Insights Radio. So for those of you who are not familiar with it, this is kind of where With Insights began, where With Insights started, where EGRC Live came from, where a lot of shows in the mm-hmm. metaphysical community here in Columbus, Ohio began their start here. So it's kind of fun to, just kind of start over and just kind of reminisce and come back here and play with all the buttons and have fun with it.
I love calling shows. I like that. The lollipop. The lollipop.
The lollipop. We're back. All right. I love those buttons.
I was about to say, those are nice.
Yeah, I've got a whole switchboard here on this app, which is kind of nice. It's nice to do it. Everybody says my voice sounds deeper on this show for some reason. Not sure why, but maybe it doesn't.
I think it sounds the same, but maybe it's just me.
Maybe it is. So, I want to welcome you to the show. I want to welcome you for being here and taking some time on such short notice. I know that you are a busy person like everybody in this community. And so I wanted to give you an opportunity to just talk a little bit about yourself and what you do as we're waiting for callers to come on the air. And just give us a little background on what you do and how you benefit this community, how you look, your foresight is. Get us going there.
You said the foresight? I couldn't hear you. My phone cut out on.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a feel of who you are so our listeners can kind of get a feel for you.
Great. Well, I am a native of Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. I hate doing the label things, but I am psychic, intuitive tarot reader, obviously a student of shamanism with you or Iggy Garcia. I've been a social worker actually since 1998, and that has taken me in many roads. So I've been doing that for a long time, a lot of trauma-informed care, so I've worked a lot. Not only with the mental health stuff, but with addictions as well. And so now, once I started the spiritual awakening, which kind of, I'll just say shortly, it went against a lot of things that I've learned in general life and in the field. And so now I'm merging the two on how we can holistically heal ourselves and connect and also tap into other people's abilities. You know, we all have these amazing gifts. I mean, I am no better or you're no better than anybody else. You know, we all have these. So that's kind of what I've been doing, to hone in on that. I do a lot of tarot readings and stuff like that.
Nice. So let me ask you a question. So when was that moment, where was that pivotal moment when you first realized that you were just a little bit different than everybody else? There was something, not that no one else is special, but you just had that little bit of oomph, that little bit of kick that you knew some things that other people weren't in tune to.
Honestly, I knew when I was a kid, but it kind of down. I would see spirits when I was a kid. My mom often said when I was an infant, I'd be up all night talking. The wall of spirits, I'd be up all night. And she said it actually worked well because she could take me to work with her and I'd sleep all day. I was up all night. So I knew as a child, but And I kind of already knew, but I didn't know there was an – it wasn't the psychic stuff, though. It was early on, it was the empath. I understood – I could feel animals' pain, and I didn't understand it. And I didn't have the know-how to ask. So, you know, it's kind of been on and off my whole life. Now, it's been recently that I've actually tapped into it and have understood, you know, what exactly this is that's been happening my whole life. You know, just knowing things. And yeah, that part, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, because I know for a lot of people, you know, they knew at a really young age, and for others it came later. And so when you said you talked to the animals and you communicate with the animals, what was that like? What I mean, kind of paint a picture for us.
Okay, so I didn't understand it then at the time. So I would, when we would have animals, I would know if they were hurt, like, and I would cry. Or, like, here's a good example. Like, in North Carolina, I lived, you know, a lot of meat processing plants. And I never understood when I would drive, you know, down, and I'd have to drive to Fayetteville from this other country town. And I would get really sick and almost throw up quite often when I would go a certain route, and it was the slaughter. And so I could feel that. And I didn't know what that was. Like, I knew when animals were in pain and stuff, but I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's interesting because, you know, animals are sentient beings. Animals are sentient beings on this planet. And sometimes we, as humans, forget that. And I know we have a sacred contract with animals and, you know, because we eat them, some of them, not all of them, but most of them. And there's a sacred contract between humans and certain animals, even though it's still painful to watch the process. And I think sometimes as humans, not witnessing the process of animals being slaughtered is makes it a little easier. But when you're empathic, like you're saying, you can feel the next level, you know, the next level of pain, the next level of, And so I feel you can say that.
Yeah. And now it's gotten to the point where I can't, it's been very challenging to eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
And because I feel what it makes me, oh my God, it makes me want to cry almost. I feel what I would assume to be what they're experiencing right before they're slaughtered, like that energy. And I'm not sure if people some understand that, you know, how everything is energy. And when I couldn't imagine, you know, knowing I'm about to die and all this is about to happen to me and all these emotions are running and then that energy goes somewhere. And that's what happens to the animals when they're majority inhumanely slaughtered. It's neither here nor there. But so now I can't even eat meat. It's been hard. It's, it depends on who cooks it and where I'm at. Even blessing the food, you know, because I learned that from you, like, you know, from prayer and stuff. Like, it's because, you know, we're giving thanks for eating the animal. We're thanking, you know, for that nourishment. And so even doing that, sometimes I still can't eat it because I get really, really sick and I feel really anxious. And a lot of strange emotions come up after I eat meat. It's more than just like physically sick. Yeah.
So when you say emotions come up when you eat meat, like what is that like?
It's kind of like I get very sad. And then a few times I got really anxious and scared. And I was at a restaurant. I remember I was with my ex-boyfriend. And I started to eat some chicken, I think. And all of a sudden I got really, really scared, like, and panicked. And I'm like, you know, I don't have panic and anxiety attacks anymore. It's been years, you know. I have other things I use, and I was like, why am I so anxious? And then I was like, is this my intuition? Is something bad about to happen? I didn't know. And then I stopped and I was like, oh my gosh, it was the meat. And I became very anxious, but more so very fearful, like terrified. I it's a haunted house, terrified, but you don't know it's a haunted house.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. And a lot of it was the anxiety and fear, like, oh, my gosh, what's about to happen, kind of like a panic attack. But I've never, like, lost my breath, you know, like I had before, like, when it comes to panic or anxiety attacks. But very sick to my stomach and very irritable and agitated.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell. I can taste it. And, you know, it's like that with this is crazy. We're talking about this. I'm like that with a lot of things, fabrics and things. I'm super sensitive now to it. So
really? Well, that wouldn't make sense. I can see that.
Yeah, it's just weird for me, though. You know, it's like one little something. It feels like I'm getting bit by a snake. It's like
yeah,
a...
yeah.
Anyway,
that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Not that I've been bitten by a snake, but I can't imagine how that would feel.
Right, right. Yeah.
So,
and the animals, yeah, I'm glad I don't tap into the animals anymore. I don't, I stop that. Like, I don't open that up very often, though. I don't, for some reason, tapping into human energy
mm-hmm.
is more doable for me than animals.
And what do you think that is?
It's so cool.
I mean, if you had to put a finger on it, what do you think that is?
Because
I know I'm asking a lot of tough questions here, but
I don't think no. I like it because I'm able to think. You know, I can
mm-hmm.
think about it,
sure.
And process it. You know, animals don't have a choice in things, and I oftentimes feel like as humans we kind of just like. You know, the other day when you were talking on your show about we going in, you know, one of the animals and stuff, like we think we're greater than, and we just go into the space and take and,
mm-hmm.
And I think because animals are such complex creatures as well, and they're highly
mm-hmm.
They're more intelligent than we give them credit for and very in tune. And so when I feel what they're feeling, I feel more helpless. Like I can't help them. I can't do
sure.
anything about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't,
mm-hmm.
I still make a cross on my chest when I see a dead animal beside the road. I mean.
I know what you mean.
You know,
I do that.
You know, they're, you know, it's the interaction and talking and change and if they want, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Maybe that's what it is.
Now, you talked about earlier on the show just that you didn't really come into your psychic powers or intuitive powers, whatever you want to call them. Everybody has a different word for it. When do you think that happened for you? When did that like occur?
I know exactly when it occurred. I mean, like this
mm-hmm.
huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was living in Lancaster, and my old trauma that I thought I dealt with, a home invasion, was triggered by someone who was doing surveillance on me and was caught. But anyway, so it got triggered,
mm-hmm.
and. All of a sudden, I started seeing things up through my eyes, and I started knowing things, and it was like, and I just left Amethyst and was in a relationship,
sure.
and it was really crazy because I was sober. You know, like I didn't,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't mask it. For many years now, I've learned a lot of my youth and not wanting to experience life naturally was because I couldn't understand these feelings and emotions. Like, how do I know these things? How, you know? And so, so this happened about, this was 2017, I would say 2017, 2018. And, I went to a stone shop or something in Lancaster. It's no longer open, but I went in one day and this woman, Tanya Freeze, she stopped, she was talking to these two people and she stopped mid-conversation and locked eyes with me and walked up to me and said
mm-hmm.
that she had to talk to me. She was the psychic there, which I didn't
mm-hmm.
even know they had. And she wanted to talk to me. I didn't pay her or solicit her. And she talked
sure.
to me for about 2 or 3 hours and told me about myself. And there was things that she said that not a soul knows. It's never been written down or said out loud.
Wow.
And she told me, you have multiple gifts and they will not all be revealed to you at once because you would go back to using drugs and you got clean. And she knew my clean date. And so, yeah, I was like, what the hell? Like, no, this isn't happening. This isn't real. And she was the first person. And I started asking questions. And then I met this amazing woman online who was the first to tell me that I wasn't crazy. Because everybody in the recovery community turned their backs on me and thought I was getting high or people thought I was crazy. So the
sure.
people that I would usually turn to for support weren't there. And so I needed a different modality and I was like reaching anywhere and, you know, like, yeah. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
kind of like how it started. And it was pretty, I mean, there were some plenty of days that I wanted to take my life, not because of depression, mm-hmm. but because everybody around me, you know, my frame of reference and their frame of reference wasn't this or not much of this. So we didn't know a lot. You know, I didn't know what we've been showed on TV or whatever. And so I was lost. I mean, I was just so lost. I mean, I thought I was going crazy. I tell people these last couple of years have been harder than my whole addiction and recovery combined. it's a lot harder because it's a lot more work, I should say. So it was hard. I literally felt like I was back in my addiction again, the part of mm-hmm. losing everybody again and feeling right. lost. So
good.
When I started a job and I started doing tarot, I mean, I've always done tarot. I've always done mm-hmm. it. But there was a girl I was very good friends with at work that I trusted. I always do her cards on Friday. And I was feeling good. This about 2 years ago. And all of a sudden, when I was doing her cards, this woman appeared in my mind. And I won't go into detail out of respect for her. But there was, and I trusted her. So I asked her about this woman and the whole situation I was seeing. And she really went all white. Like, there was something I shared with her that not a soul knew. And mm-hmm. that's when I knew, oh, I got the juice. I'm being serious. I was like, oh, shit. Sorry.
It's like that.
Yeah. I mean, that, and that was mediumship. That was only a year ago for the mediumship.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You've had it was in there and just it was time for it to come out then, you know, versus, you know.
She told me, she said, if all your abilities were revealed at once, you wouldn't be able to handle it. You would not. She said, you would count yourself out because you wouldn't even believe what I would tell you. And now I get it because mm-hmm. now I can see people's highest self, but I can never tell them because their first response is going to be, no way, that's not possible. And so they already
right.
put that out in the universe, but that doesn't exist. And so I get it now why she couldn't tell me.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I want to give you an opportunity to just give us a general read, just something real simple. It doesn't have to be very elaborate. We call them popcorn reads on the air here. Just and if you want that, I want to invite you to that space. If you want to share something, draw a card for us and just a general card for the listening audience.
The collective. Okay, give me more. A second. I have my.
So we're going to take a 30-second break real quick, and we'll be right back.
Okay? Oh, perfect. Wait, I'll write my page. Okay.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
I want to welcome everybody back to With Insights Radio here, Find Out Friday, Psychics in the City. My guest is Anne-Marie. She's a psychic here in Columbus, Ohio. And she's going to share with us a little bit of her insight with us, and hopefully you were able to tune in and listen to some of her story. The thing about Psychics in the City, it's one of the shows that we had on years ago. We're bringing it back, and hopefully she'll jump on board with us and be part of the team. But she didn't. I don't know if you heard that or not, but, you know, we're going to welcome her back to the show. All right. Welcome back to the show, Anne-Marie.
Yeah. Thank you. So, I got my favorite deck, my Shaman Oracle deck. So, I'm going to reach the collective. So I was asking my spirit guides and ancestors to guide me. Ooh, getting goosebumps. Ooh, want to be good. All right. So the card I pulled was retreat.
Okay.
It's a beautiful, beautiful picture, but you know, there's always like this time in life when there's a time to fight, and I hate to say the word fight, but there's a time to fight, and then there's a time to kind of go within and retreat. And I think sometimes people think retreat is a bad thing. Like, oh, retreat, we're weak, or we're, you know, you're saying giving up. And I don't sense that all with this sense of retreat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sometimes I've said that, you know, you have to go in before you expand. You have to come into yourself before you expand your wings. And I really think that when people don't do this occasionally, that the universe, God, Buddha, whoever people believe in, you know, will give you opportunities to force you to retreat. Sometimes that comes as illness. Sometimes that comes as accidents, unfortunately. I'm not saying they all have to be something big, but when there's no introspect, it's kind of hard to move forward in life. And so I sense with this card that there's some people out there that it's time to kind of go within.
Mm-hmm.
And do more of the work. I'm sensing some mother, is it mother phone? Left side, okay. So some people have to work on, go retreat to work on heal some of their mother wounds that they have.
Okay.
But that's the retreat I'm getting. That's time to come in, to focus on yourself. What are your goals that you want? Not just like for a job, but also, you know, what do you want spiritually for your life? What do you want for the friends that you have or the family? Like, we can choose these things. And so it's a time for retreat. Mm. I don't know how long you want me to go in detail. So I just, yeah.
No. That's good. You know, I was just thinking retreat, like giving us more treats. Retreat, everybody.
Oh, yes. I think we need a retreat. I think there needs to be a retreat. Like some kind of cool retreat.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Chewbacca!
And Chewbacca agrees with you.
I was at the thrift store and I got a Yoda shirt. I thought of you and Kate.
So I want to thank you for coming on the air in such short notice, just to kind of get your feet wet, like 90 seconds left on the show. I know Darth Vader always gets upset when our show's about to end.
He's still waiting to get back on the radio so you can use your little sound effect.
He gets a little upset, but anyhow. But, you know, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We're probably going to use this platform, or we're probably going to do the live stream at the same time. Kind of, we'll figure out how to do that.
That's a good idea.
Well, thank you for being on here with us. And, you know, everybody just go out there and do your best. And, you know, sometimes we have to retreat. And it doesn't mean that it's the end of the world. It's about getting back on our feet, like Anne-Marie was saying. It's about, you know, recalibrating and rebalancing and finding ourself and that energy. And you know, just bathing ourselves in the love of the godly spirit, you know, the universal spirit. And just trying to get back into the flow with what it is, because the world right now is a total mess. It doesn't mean we have to be a total mess.
Right.
And with that, I just want to say, yeah, exactly. So with that, I just want to say thank you. I want to say Matakuyasin, Ho'oponopono. It's all love. It's good to be here again, one more time.
Good to be here.
And so with that, I want to say thank you. You guys have a great night, and I will see you next time on Psychics in the City on the With Insights Radio Network on Block Talk.